Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Who wants to spell spondy?
I'm going to try it.
Innovator.
S-P-O-N-D-E-E with one of those little deals on the top of it. Spondy.
Right. And Packers Hall of Famer.
Let's see if that's accurate.
Spondy. S-P-O-N-D-E-E. Spondy.
That is correct.
Very good.
Wow. Let's go.
Yes. You and Aiden.
Let's go.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch out. Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
Hey, Tausch. Curious your take on the Caitlin Clark situation. So Caitlin Clark, for those who may not know or may recognize the name and not keep up with WNBA sports, she is the phenom rookie for the Indiana Fever. She played for Iowa in women's basketball, college basketball, did very well, obviously holds a million records in college basketball for scoring and whatnot. She's getting a lot of hard fouls, lots of hard fouls. And there was one over the weekend against the Chicago Sky where it was not basketball related at all. She was just pushed to the ground, basically. And there's some outrage now. People upset, others saying this is not okay, others saying you're hurting the league by going after her. But is this just par for the course when you're a rookie phenom? Do you expect to kind of have the focus on you? The veteran players are going to maybe put a dig on you or put a target on you once or twice?
Yeah, I mean, listen, when she was at Iowa and playing, you heard a bunch of the former Connecticut players that are in the WNBA tell you, hey, it's going to be different. And I think we all want Caitlin Clark to, bring the WNBA to new heights. And, they have already revenue and attendance, and they're all flying on chartered planes now instead of going commercial. There's a ton of positives that come with it. But I just look at it and I think, all right, if this was in the NBA, do we all remember what the Detroit Pistons did to Michael Jordan back in the late 80s and 90s? Do we remember, all of the when rookies come into the league, it ain't going to just be roll out the red carpet. Now, is there a line there where if you're, doing things illegally and trying to hurt people? I mean, Bill Laimbeer tried to kill Michael Jordan. Now, do we want that? No. But I think there's obviously some envy and a little jealousy by some of the established WNBA stars. And I think they've made it a kind of a league-wide thing to say, let's not make it easy on Caitlin Clark. And so I think this is where the league has to understand she is great for us. She is great for revenue. How do you balance that with, the competitive side of it? Because sports inherently, it is, I want to beat you into submission. And if you're doing it within the confines of the game, I don't think anybody has a problem. Some of the stuff, and the one that, Eric, that you're kind of bringing up, she was just going to get the ball, and she just went, and it was almost like a hockey check that they did. So there's a fine line, but if she's going in for a layup and you're not going to give her a layup, I don't have any problem with it. It's the cheap stuff that's not within the play. The actual playing of the game is what I think is bothering people. And the WNBA will get a hold of it and fix it because they know she is fantastic for the league, and you have to protect, just like in the NFL, they used to be, we're going to crush Brett Favre, we're going to kill Troy Aikman, and now if you breathe on Patrick Mahomes the wrong way, you're suspended for 2 weeks.
Well, I went down the wormhole on social media on this one, Tausch, and there's a lot of race stuff floating around there as well. Arguments about whether or not she's risen to the level of success because of her race, or that she's being targeted because of her race, or vice versa. And that's an ugly spot, but sports is a microcosm of society. That will continue to be something that follows this story as it develops.
For sure. I mean, that's the beauty of sports, and that's why I think it's so relatable to everybody, but what it really comes down to is, are you helping the team? Can you play? And I think the issue is, do I think that there's some WNBA stars that think she gets great treatment because she's white? Absolutely. But then the other question is she a really good player? And I don't think anybody could argue she's a great shooter. I saw the gal that checked her said, well, what else could she do? She's got a ton of assists. She's a great player. And I think there's that little bit of a weeding out process. You also want young players to establish themselves and understand this is going to be a lot more difficult than when you go to Piscataway and are playing Rutgers. Like, it's just going to be a lot more difficult to be consistently great. And I think that's that battle line that's going. But there's no doubt when you want to start looking at the big picture on things, I think Caitlin Clark is looked at in a certain way by a lot of the WNBA stars, and they don't like what she's all about.
Are we going to see you today? Are you coming to the WTMJ Classic?
I'm on my way right now, baby. Nice. I am heading to Delavan for the WTMJ Classic. We'll be doing Will Dean's house from there at 9 o'clock.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Tausch.
You double gloving? Vinny, is it double gloved?
I never double gloved, only in the rain. I don't know how I got that rep.
You're killing me, man. I never double gloved.
Goodbye.
See ya.